Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back to Morning Ireland. Borg Lodge is here now with the sport. More European soccer for the League of Ireland clubs tonight, Borg.
Yes, indeed, Aisling. The focus is going to be on the Conference League tonight. That's the third qualifying round of that event, the third tier of European competition. And Shamrock Rovers trail Kosovan side Balkany 1-0 going into the second leg at Tallaght Stadium, while St Patrick's Athletic are 4-1 down as they head to Istanbul to face Besiktas. There'll be a live blog available on those games on rte.ie/sport and also on the RTE News app. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue has been chatting to Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley about how they'll set up for their game in Tallaght.
I just do what we do, perform to the levels that we know we can perform. We know we always create chances and score goals, and we just got to be nice and relaxed and understand what we do works. We don't need to go chasing the game from the first minute. We got to respect them, but when we get our moments, we got to try punish them.
You did point out ahead of the first leg that Adetunji, the Nigerian striker who you'd come up against before, was a threat. How would you describe Balkany overall?
I said before, the first game, they remind me very much of Celje. And I felt that again after we played them. You know, I thought they were very, very similar. I thought wide players are good, centre-forwards a handful. Nothing that we didn't expect and nothing that we didn't see coming.
Are you asking your players to be patient? We've mentioned the possibility of one goal bringing you to extra time and even penalties. Is that something that you're going to be working on?
No, our folks to try and win the game. If that comes in 90 minutes, extra time, penalties, whatever way it comes, it comes. You can't control that. What we can control is our performance, and we look after our performance. Everything else will be fine.
10 points clear in the league, the cup game coming up at the weekend. Obviously you want to try and hoover up all the trophies you can this season.
Yeah, that's the aim. We want to go as deep as possible in Europe. We want to win the league, we want to win the cup. We said that from day one, there's no shying away from that. That's why we're here. That's what this team and this club's about. Can we do it? Time will tell. We got to make sure that we're at our levels.
That's the Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley. Tottenham squandered a 2-0 lead as PSG fought back for a 2-2 draw in the Super Cup final. The French side then clinched the silverware 4-3 on penalties. This morning, Spurs released a strongly worded statement condemning racial abuse received by Matisse Teller, who missed a penalty in the shootout. They described those involved as cowards hiding behind anonymous usernames and profiles to spout their abhorrent views.
I see PSG have a new goalkeeper.
Go on.
Chevalier. So Donnarumma, the hero of penalty shootouts for them, for Italy and for PSG, is gone. There's rumours he's on his way to England.
Oh, very interesting. We'll keep an eye on that. That would be a big development, all right. And Manchester United, meanwhile, far away from European competition, they've been drawn to play League Two side Grimsby in the League Cup. They'll travel to Blundell Park for the fixture the week after next. The Ireland women's hockey team won't be featuring at the business end of the European Championships. A 0-0 draw with host country Germany wasn't enough to see them reach the semi-finals, and instead they'll contest the minor placings. Ireland's pool ended with 2 defeats and 1 draw and no goals scored. After last night's game in Mönchengladbach, Siobhan Madigan spoke to Ireland head coach Gareth Grundy, first of all about having an early penalty stroke saved by the German goalkeeper.
Obviously, I think if you can score early in that first quarter, it puts them under a bit of pressure. But we had other opportunities. We had a couple of corners as well that we didn't execute. So it's not just one moment. But overall, as a group, we have to look at the small details, and we didn't quite get them right either today.
This German side is probably not the strongest that we've seen in recent years, but they still had that huge technical ability and could deal with your threat.
They're all quality players. They're still sitting in top six in the world. They're still in Pro League, still challenging other teams. So they're still a really good side, and technically on the ball, very good. But I think we matched them tonight, and we had our opportunities. And if we can just tidy up on a few of those small things, then we can be a challenge for them.
That elusive semi-final remains beyond us now at this stage. But you have classification matches to come. How do you view them now, and what's your approach to them?
It becomes a new tournament, and one that we want to try and win. So we want to try and win Pool C. So we go into, obviously, home nations, England and Scotland, two very tough games. But we want to just keep trying to improve on tonight's performance, and try and pick up a couple of results.
That's Gareth Grundy, head coach of the Ireland women's hockey team. Venus Williams has received a wild card entry into the upcoming US Open. The 45-year-old last appeared in the main draw in 2023, losing in the first round, and she also intends to take part in the revamped mixed doubles event. A Cork hurling championship game is to be replayed because of a mistake in the final score. The result was submitted as a draw, but ADA claimed one of their points was wrongly awarded to their opponent's Kildarrery, causing a 2-point swing. So in fact, they should have won by 2 points.
Oh God.
A bit of a mess, but having reviewed the matter anyway, the Cork CCCC, they voided the result and they've ordered a replay. You have to have huge sympathy for the referee because hurling's gone so high scoring now and the scores are coming thick and fast. You can just log it the wrong way. It's happened to a few commentators over the years, I can tell you.
It is where having a scoreboard is really, really helpful. I know it's not the final arbiter, but it really helps players and referees to have somebody else doing the score so you can keep an eye on it.
Yeah, the big workload of the referees, but the final score, submitting that falls to the referee always. So that's why they've had to review it officially and to obviously come up with this compromise outcome, you might call it. Also this morning, it's been widely reported in the newspapers that the new Dublin football manager, Gerard Brennan, has lined up his former teammates Dennis Bastic and Dean Rock to be part of his management team. There's no official confirmation of this yet from the Dublin County Board. As we wait to see if Keegan Bradley will become the first Ryder Cup playing captain for 62 years, Rory McIlroy has shot down the suggestion that he could take on a dual role for Europe at Adair Manor in 2 years' time. He commented that it would be a very difficult position to be in with the additional responsibilities the captain has leading up to and during the tournament. And finally, all three Irish sailors at the European Championships in Sweden have made it through to the Gold Fleet races. Eve McMahon from Howth is up to third overall.